Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Billy Kelleher is with us. He, of course, MEP for Ireland South. And Billy Kelleher, the underbidder in the presidential candidacy for Fianna Fáil, losing out to Jim Gavin. And we know how all of that subsequently went. Billy Kelleher, good morning.
Morning.
Billy, before we get into the issues of nominations and your own personal experience and what's to be learned of that, you obviously will have given a lot of thought to what fighting the presidential campaign would have taken and what would have been required. What's your analysis of the what has become the government campaign thus far, the Heather Humphreys campaign? Why is she seeming to be so incapable of connecting with the electorate?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. I think there's a little interest in the overall presidential election. I think Catherine Connolly probably stole a march on the rest of the candidates that were coming through. She was out campaigning early. She has consolidated now from the centre to the left and for an extreme left or far left, whatever you want to call them. So I think she's consolidated all of that. And what has happened very clearly is firstly, the Fine Gael campaign and the difficulties that Fianna Fáil had without having any candidate meant that there's a very lackluster alternative on the other side. So I think that's the difficulty. It's become a two-horse race, obviously. But the fact of the matter is, Catherine Connolly was, I think, a long way ahead even when the other candidates entered the fields. And she really has, consolidated from the centre to the left and beyond. And that seems to be the case in the polling when you look at it. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in the Irish Times poll recently, I think, were at 35% collectively. So that shows that there is a significant change begin to happen in Irish politics as well. And I think, this could be an indication of things to come in years ahead with regard to a centre-left coming together and, being cohesive in terms of vote management, potential transfers, etc. for elections ahead.
Now, when you talk about that Irish Times poll, that, of course, is the Ipsos Behaviours and Attitudes poll, which wasn't on the presidential election, but on the sort of the impact of the presidential election, the popularity of the parties. Do you see this, therefore, as an inflection point? I mean, Fianna Fáil has dropped 5%, effectively, we can only assume, linked to their handling of this election.
Well, I think when you're at a core vote, the Fianna Fáil core vote is around 21, 22%. We sometimes make maybe 24 since, obviously the collapse in 2011. That was a very significant change in Irish politics. So we've never recovered from that. But we were making progress, but our core vote now somewhere around, 20%. And when you have something like as catastrophic as what happened with the presidential election candidate dropping out, that your core vote could drop by 25% from 20 down to 15 is deeply worrying, and I think we just have to be conscious of that. Now, things can repair, but we certainly wouldn't want to assume that it will repair anytime soon. And there's a lot of work to be done to try and get that core Fianna Fáil vote back to looking at the party in terms of support.
Is the party doing enough in swallowing hard and throwing its weight behind Heather Humphreys?
Well, look, let's be very honest. We're quite deflated at the moment, in terms of members, Fianna Fáil voters, ourselves as a parliamentary party. So, it's very hard to pick yourself up from what has been a very bruising number of weeks. You enter into a campaign, you hope you have a candidate that can withstand the scrutiny, the interrogation, the actual campaign itself, perform well. It gives a party, that's what parties live for in terms of membership, out campaigning, just being involved in the cut and thrust and the white heat of battle. But it's hard to motivate people to go out now. I think it's even hard to motivate our supporters to go out and vote. So clearly there's going to have to be a lot of work done between now and next Friday from the point of view of if Fianna Fáil have made a decision one way or another in terms of who they would like to see elected as president. Obviously, individuals have said what they would like to see. But that remains to be seen whether or not there's any formal request. And I doubt at this stage that will happen.
What do you make of Malcolm Byrne's suggestion that Fianna Fáil should be asking its voters to vote one Jim Gavin in the hope that it transfers to Heather Humphreys?
Well, look, it might be more palatable for some people who are traditionally, you know, just Fianna Fáil voters, full stop. And, you know, that could be a way. But like, at the end of the day, I mean, Jim Gavin has said already publicly that he has withdrawn from the presidential election campaign. So, I mean, if you are voting for him, you know, and the transfer then obviously to Heather Humphreys or Catherine Connolly, if you, whoever one decides to go with second preference. It sort of, I suppose, undermines what has happened in terms of the gravity of a situation that Fianna Fáil contributed to in this presidential election around selecting a candidate, not being able to withstand the scrutiny and then withdrawing. So all in all, it's very difficult. But look, a lot of Fianna Fáil people have said to me that, you know, would it be okay if they voted for Jim Gavin one and then transfer, well, ordinarily they're saying to Heather Humphreys. And of course, you have to say yes, because, I mean, he is legitimately on the ballot paper. He's lawfully on the ballot paper. So, I mean, it might be more palatable for Fianna Fáil voters.
Now, people who might have been in your position, because you put your name in front of the parliamentary party, it is obviously extremely difficult to lose any election, even with a relatively small electorate. It is one thing to lose that nomination. It is another then to see the campaign collapse into the worst presidential campaign in Fianna Fáil history. How angry are you?
Look, being honest, I'm not angry. I'm very disappointed, but I wouldn't say that anger has ever motivated me in politics one way or the other. But I mean, I just think the due diligence done into, and not necessarily in the context of the €3,300 that was owed to a tenant. I just think the due diligence in terms of the ability to perform and campaign and get out there, withstand the scrutiny and the interrogation of interviews, that clearly, in my view, was something that obviously was missed by whoever was assessing the candidates, you know, and bringing forward a shortlist to Micheál Martin and to Sean
However Dorn, diplomatic you want to be in public, you must sit there thinking, if I had been in this position, we as a party would be in a radically better state now, both in public polling for our total popularity and coming into the presidential election than we currently are. What a mistake you made.
Well, yes, I mean, you could say all of those things. I mean, I entered the race to get the parliamentary nomination to contest the presidential election because I felt I could campaign. I could withstand the scrutiny and the interrogation, both in terms of what I've done all my life, how I perform in debates, my public speaking, my record and how I vote and what I've said over many, many years. And just that continuous scrutiny since I was 24 years of age in public life. So I felt I had all those attributes that would withstand and contribute, more importantly, to Fianna Fáil broadening its base beyond its core vote and, you know, being in with a real chance of being there on the polling day to win the election. Yes, I mean, I wasn't going in just to make up the numbers. It's a grueling campaign. So I had made a decision. If I was nominated, I was contesting that nomination process for the purpose of winning the presidential election for the party, but more importantly, broadening it out to ensure that we could include an awful lot more people. And I had lots of thoughts on that. And I did outline them to the party when we made our pitch on the 9th of September. But look, there was a lot of pressure on TDs and ministers from the leadership. So that's why, you know, I didn't get through. But, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, what's happened is the fallout has been catastrophic for the party. And that's my major concern now, is how do we rebuild and refocus to ensure that we
obviously, Billy,
can recover?
The counterpoint to that is the one that says secret ballot. How does the pressure from leadership cause people to decide that they will in secret vote against you if they really wanted you?
And I accept that works both ways. But look, in an electorate of 70 people, you know, it doesn't take long to work out who did and who didn't, within reason anyway. But clearly, if I had won, it would have meant that a lot of cabinet ministers, for example, or ministers of state wouldn't have supported Jim Gavin. So that, in effect, would have indicated they didn't support a leader. And they were just never going to go across that Rubicon once it was put to them in that way. So, I mean, that is the fact of the matter. You know, I mean, 70 TDs and senators. So it's fairly easy to work out the arithmetic. I got 29 votes. Jim Gavin got 41. And, you know, in that, obviously, the cabinet would have clearly been supportive of Jim Gavin and probably most ministers of state as well. You know, not all, I'm not sure. But we'll never know. But the thing what we do know is that there was a lot of pressure put on people from the leadership to support Jim Gavin.
What are the lessons learned?
I think I think there's a number of lessons we learned from this presidential election. We now have two candidates, effectively. It comes around every 7 years. It's not probably, when you look at it in the context of, you know, policy and the development and the direction a country travels in, the most important office in the land in terms of executive influence. But it does have influence at the same time, and it can set a narrative about, you know, what a president stands for and what they want to do in that presidency and the direction of travel. But I do think that narrowing the base of and the number of candidates is something that should be looked at. I know there's constitutional impediments to that, but I mean, the Oireachtas itself could nominate, you know, quite a number. It could actually nominate 10 or maybe even 11 candidates if 20 members of the Oireachtas nominated one each. County councils could nominate an awful lot as well. I just think that maybe the political parties have to accept there's a need to loosen it up a bit.
Now,
to allow more candidates in. But from a Fianna Fáil perspective, I think what we have to accept is that there has to be greater interrogation of candidates, scrutiny of candidates, and that means probably broadening out the number of people that make the decision at the end of the day to membership, councillors and others as well, so that there's deep due diligence, deep interrogation. Candidates are scrutinised, would have to attend hustings, you know, put forward their view, their position, their principles, their vision of the presidency, and withstand the interrogation of an internal party debate before they would hit the public in terms of becoming a candidate.
What about your own role now? Because where this has left the understanding of you is clearly that there is a domestic political ambition there beyond your role in Europe, and there has been implicit and explicit criticism from you of the current leadership in a sort of a space that Jim O'Callaghan once held. Where does this leave you in relation to the party and your future within it?
No, I mean, my only purpose was to contest the presidential election because a number of candidates or a number of colleagues came to me and said, would you put your name forward? Bearing in mind there was other MEPs being considered for other parties and even within our own party. So a number of people had asked me. So there was no reason, and I didn't know that Fianna Fáil, you know, leadership had Jim Gavin up their sleeve as such in terms of when I put my name out there. I was completely unaware. All I saw was rumours of various candidates and names being mentioned. So I was completely unaware of that particular factor. So that's something that, you know, I think is important. That there was I didn't do it for the motivation of trying to undermine the candidate that Fianna Fáil headquarters or the leadership had.
No,
had
but subsequent to that, Billy, I mean, it is very clear that you are dissatisfied with Micheál Martin. It is very clear that you are dissatisfied with the manner in which your candidacy was, as you see it, blocked. And you have chosen to be relatively vocal about that in public terms. What do you think, where does that put you in terms of relationship with current party leadership and your future plans within the party?
Well, some people have said that I've been very mild in my criticism, so you can look at it both ways. But I think what's important from my perspective, look, I mean, Fianna Fáil is facing into its centenary anniversary next year, 2026. You know, the centre in Ireland is now coming under pressure, and you just refer to that poll. If you look at where Fianna Fáil is, Fianna Fáil probably always defined the centre in Irish politics. So you would have had Fine Gael on the right, you would have had Labour on the left and others. That clearly is under huge pressure. From my perspective and looking at it from a European prism as well, the centre is where society functions best. And when you have the extremes dominating in politics, it really undermines that cohesiveness of society. It pits people against people. And I have a lot of stake in this country. I have a young family. I want to see this place do well. And in that context, I think Fianna Fáil really has to have a root and branch review of itself, both internally and then also developing policies around the next, you know, into the next centenary of Fianna Fáil and what it can contribute. I think we have to engage in debates that we've been shy in recent times, and that's in the context of Northern Ireland. We're a constitutional Republican party. We do need to engage across the island around what we would see in the years ahead regarding the potential for a border poll. And I've made this clear. I spoke at the Ardéisle a number of years ago. We're the custodians. We're the ones that pushed for constitutional politics to be the place where we can advocate for a united Ireland in a being without confrontation. Without being aggressive, giving comfort to those that may feel very unwelcome in United Ireland. And these are critical issues for Ireland into the future. Housing, education, there's many things, but I think we need to set out a roadmap so that people know what Fianna Fáil stands for, because in government, that can get blurred when you're in a coalition.
Billy, thank you. That's Billy Kelleher, MEP for Ireland South for Fianna Fáil.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.